Here's a follow-up to an earlier post regarding the use of employee profiles as part of your social media content strategy. Today I'm addressing some real-world issues regarding social media and employee profiles in Q&A format. Question: we have a long-term employee who is shy and doesn't want her picture posted. Now what? Well, here's my answer. If she's opposed to a mugshot, for example, see if she has another photo that's acceptable to publish on social media. You could have an employee with a photo of herself playing frisbee with her dog that she may not object to posting on social media, especially if she knows her beloved pet is getting some of the limelight too. You could use an illustration of the person. You could use something created by the employee, a floral arrangement, a product, for example. Is the employee a recipient of an award? You could use a photo of the award as part of the employee profile. In other words, think creatively about some other ways to make the profile work. Question: why long-term employees only? Why not new hires? Well, you actually may have a new employee you want to profile. For instance, if you hired someone with an established reputation to join your company, then a profile might make perfect sense. And depending on who it is, that person's job responsibilities as well, you might consider issuing a press release. However, new employees in positions with high turnover probably aren't the best option, particularly if your goal is to let your customers know who to contact for help. Why have prospects call your business for help asking for someone who may not be around a week later? So that's what I was thinking when I suggested profiling long-term employees, although granted, employee situations can change unexpectedly. And can I be more specific regarding presenting employee profiles on social media? Sure, you can link to the person's Flickr account if the person is an avid fisherman and has posted photos there of his catch, or you can embed the fishing photos to your site. If your employee does volunteer work, like a coach for a local baseball team, there's great photo opportunities there. Little League teams would enhance the presentation of the employee profile. Maybe the employee profile can bring in photos from home that have not been published anywhere previously. And by the way, these same principles apply to video use, but keep in mind if you're going to use video, that audio is the key to video. So if you got a video that looks great but sounds terrible, think twice about using it, or at the very least, consider dubbing the video. There are many multimedia options available. And you can read more about this and how to learn about engaging with people and spreading your message on social media at dbschicago.com.